Do you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are here to do something wonderful with your life? Do you feel that call deep inside you to bring your sacred healing gifts and transformational knowledge to the world around you? Do you want to feel inspired as you build your business doing your beautiful work? Do you want to learn how to build a successful spiritual business? Well then, you're invited to listen in to the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show, where we explore how fun and easy it can be to build a strong, abundant business while at the same time staying deeply connected to the divine using your intuition, your own sixth sense. Join the irreverent Reverend Ann Presswell as she and her guests explore the many ways you can build a deeply connected, authentic, powerful spiritual business making money without feeling like you've sold your soul. You are here to get your gifts out to the world in a powerful, abundant way, and your people are waiting for you. Let's help them find you. Now, here's your host, Reverend Ann Presswell.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. I'm so excited to welcome you to this version of our Blog Talk Radio show. I have a special guest here today with us. Before I introduce her and tell all about who she is and who she is in my life as well, I want to, I keep forgetting to do this, and I want to do it this week, which is really to come together, have everybody take a nice deep breath in, and to release it. And I want to start with an intention setting for each of these shows, where we are knowing that we're coming together here, knowing that we are sharing with one another our gifts, our energy, our wisdom. We know that we are here to do great work. We are here to transform the world around us, within us. And we are here to do it in a way that is authentic, the way that we've been called to do by the divine. And we know that the way is there for us. And one of the ways that we help, that I help, have been called to help, is by doing the radio show, because I know that it can provide a lot of ahas for people in being able to understand who they are and how they share who they are with the world, so that they can stand in their work, stand in their gifts powerfully, abundantly, authentically, gracefully. So, having said that, today's guest is Elizabeth Jackson, who started working with me about 6 months ago, I think. And Elizabeth came as a referral from someone else, and one of the things I'd been wanting to do and being feeling very called to do was to create this Blog Talk Radio show. I didn't, you know, I'd started kind of a little bit with it and, you know, got some of the basic ideas around it, but I just hadn't put it into place. And so when Elizabeth came on board, that's where I wanted her to focus her energies and her genius, was to create this Blog Talk Radio show and to coordinate it, to produce it, to just, like, be my right-hand person in doing it. And she has done a fabulous job. We are booked through the end of the year already, and, you know, into next year we're starting. We have fabulous guests. She just handles everything so beautifully. But in addition to this, she's also a fabulous assistant. She has this great idea, you know, great eye for details. But on top of it, what really, really had me, I mean, aside from all of that, what had me at our first hello, aside from that fabulous accent, is her healer abilities, her intuitive abilities. And, you know, when you're creating a team, having someone on your team who is intuitive is so powerful, especially as a spiritual entrepreneur. So I know that she's worked with a lot of really fabulous people. Her really great tagline is, she helps you with the brain work and the leg work so you can get on with the soul work. And I think that's just so fabulous. Elizabeth, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Anne. What a beautiful introduction. Wow. And also your blessing was very, very special. That so brought me into the present moment. You have such a gift for that. It was fabulous. So thank you. Yes. And thank you for having me as your guest.
I know. It's like I can't have this radio show without having my producer as a guest because, first of all, we have, you know, creating your team is so huge. And creating the right people on your team is so huge. I've been through, you know, a number of people. And my other wonderful virtual office manager, Louisa, she's on, I can see her in the chat room. Hi, Louisa. I want to say hi to her. She's been with me for 4 years, and she's seen people come and go, you know, on the team because for whatever reason, not a fit, you know, time was done, whatever happened. So I am so excited to talk about creating a really fabulous team because I know what it takes to get a great team. I call it, the divine dream team. I want to know, first of all, how you became the Project's Angel. I think that's such a cool name, the Project's Angel, because, who doesn't want a Project's Angel, right? And think about it. What do you like about doing it? And how'd you get there,
Yeah, really good question. It was kind of what you say in England. I don't know if you've got the saying in the US where it's follow your nose. Have you heard of that? Yeah. So basically just follow your intuition. So I, like a lot of other people who are fascinated by spiritual things, learning about spirituality. Well, I mean, where'd you go? The internet, okay? Because there's so much fabulous stuff out there. So many amazing, amazing people. And my starting place was actually Blog Talk Radio. That's how I kind of navigated my way around. And I'd listen to a show and then I'd go and look at someone's website, read what they were about. And I got to a stage where I'd been doing that for about a year or so. And then I realized that everybody's websites that I'd been looking at, I'd learned so much about how they were selling themselves, about even the colors of their banners, about the wording, about whether I felt that they were fulfilling their potential. And some people, I would listen to them on the radio and go, wow, you are fantastic. And then look at the website and go, I'm not feeling this. I'm feeling untapped potential. I'm sure you probably get the same, and with being a coach, you must get it all the time. And it comes from kind of like reading energetically websites. And I was at this place where I thought, gosh, I've actually learned quite a bit about the nuts and bolts of how this sector is working. And also, from networking, I had a few contacts and kind of I put it out there and a couple of people took me up on it, little bits. So before that, I was doing professional translating. I was a translation lecturer at the local university. So I was already self-employed, which in Spain, as long as you're self-employed, you can kind of, if you can invoice, you can do anything. So I was combining the two things together. It's true. They just want your social security payments.
You're going to stop on that one. If you can invoice, you can do anything. You just have to get the incredible power of that statement. I mean, that is just a brilliant statement. If you can invoice, you can do anything. There is so much truth in that. Because, it's not just about the actual, logistics of invoicing. It's about what you have to be in order to be able to invoice. There's truth in that. So many people just can't, they have such a hard time with it. So I love that statement. That's so good.
Rock. And okay. So what I did actually, because I haven't done courses on websites or on social media. I'm self-taught in everything, like a lot of other people are, really. So I took a month off last August, So I took a whole month off and I started playing. So I started playing with websites. I started playing with PicMonkey. I started playing with infographics. And it's just like, to me, it's just like a playground, the internet. I'm like, oh, what are these apps? Let me app them. Where do I click to buy? And I learned so much, and I, you know, I started with my own website, and I worked it out, and I got a lot of help. People are so helpful on the internet, and people, you know, they give out, they blog such amazing things. So I learned a lot about social media, and, you know, you're always learning because it's always changing, the same with websites. And me and my clients, we learn together as well. One of my things is that because my clients also knew I was quite intuitive, so that's been one of the really fun sides to my business as well. It's kind of really allowed me to play around with that, and my clients are quite open to me making suggestions, because often what will happen is that I'll go, and have you ever thought of doing this? Because my feet just start itching when I can see something which might be fun or might be a good idea. And I think, yeah, okay, so phrase it the nicest way. And then I just generally blurt it out the same day as I think it.
In other words, you don't say, man, that sucks. What are you doing with that? You totally don't.
No. And then often, like really often, my clients will go, yeah, actually, I just thought about that this morning. Let's do it. Uh-huh. Like, that happens really quite a lot.
Are most of your clients intuitive?
Yeah.
They're aware of their intuitive abilities?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's
like 90% of them.
It's
really, really fun. The whole process for both of us, you know, we've even had some moments of telepathy, like I'm writing an email or I'm tweeting and I'm pushing something and at the same time they're writing the same thing back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
we've had that. I have had that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes when I can see that, you know, maybe even something that, like, I can feel maybe they're trying to say something to me in a really diplomatic way, and I've already picked up on it, and I'm going, okay, listen, I was thinking this, that, the other. So being intuitive is very, very handy for the whole process.
Well, and, you know, it's funny because what you're talking about with the website piece, I've got to say that, you know, when you came on, we talked about the Blog Talk Radio Show, right? That was like, that was where you were going to go, and that was in January. And then you sent me this email, and you said, here's my thoughts about your website. You did that very diplomatically, and I was like, whatever, because I was in the middle of a launch for the Divine Business Club at that point. I was relaunching it, and I didn't have time to even think about it. So then I think it was, after that was done, so it was the end of February, you and I talked again, and we started to look at the website. And from that moment, I realized that I needed to really up-level the website because I had a number of things that were starting to launch. And the joint venture giveaway was one, and the Blog Talk Radio was another. And I really realized that my website was not grounded enough. It wasn't the way I wanted it to look.
Yeah.
And it was your little seeds. I mean, I'd been feeling it for a while, but I hadn't really played with it for, I would say it was a good 2 years. I hadn't really done much with it, you know, tossing things on there here and there. But when you came on, we just totally immersed ourselves in website up-leveling. And
yeah.
You had ideas, I had ideas, and we came together and we just created this beauty, this absolute beautiful website. I'm so pleased, I'm so proud of. And then, of course, who also came on was this magnificent graphic designer who did such an amazing job with everything my website too. So she did an incredible job. So between the we just kicked it out of the park. But it started with you offering, you know, you saying things, and then And I've seen you, let me just say this because this is so cool. I've seen you in several of the groups that I run, the Divine Business Club, I think the Divine Diamonds. Some people have asked their questions about some of their offerings on their pages. And you go in and you say things to them, well, the energy that I feel is this and this and this. And I'm like, that is so cool. You know, like what you can do with that is so awesome because you can read the energy of a website. Now, I can read someone's energy of their business, right, because I've trained myself. Mm. I can read what's going on behind the scenes, underneath, what they're not saying, all of that kind of thing. I can, you know, download not only part of their, like their message, their brand, you know, that juices me up. And I love it. I get so excited.
You so can.
About strategy. But the website piece that you've been studying, that is a gift in and of itself, and it's so incredible because every time I've looked at what you've said, you've been just absolutely spot on. And it's so awesome to watch that unique ability. I don't know anybody else that has that ability to look at something and read it from an energetic viewpoint. I know that Sherry can do it, Sherry Bowers, that I have.
Yeah, yeah.
She can. She does it in a different way, but you can do it in a way that is, I don't know, there's just there's totally an angelic energy about the way you're doing it. So I think it's, to me, it's fascinating because I'm like, I never accessed that part of myself before, but now that you've sort of brought it in, I'm like, ooh, I could do that, I think. I don't know. Let's see how that goes.
This is how it works. I actually learned to do that, the funny thing is, with translation. Because when I was a translation lecturer, before I really, really learned how to analyze translation, I had to learn how to say, instead of saying, I don't like your translation, I had to take my emotions and try and structure those into words. So it starts with a feeling, and then I have to get the right word for the feeling. So at first I'll feel no, and then I have to go, okay, Elizabeth, you're saying no, but why are you saying no? What is wrong? And it's something that I actually learned to do when I was marking translation, which is quite a surreal thing to say. But it is where I learned that specific gift or talent or thing.
Hold on, because I want to really understand what you're saying here. So what I'm hearing you say is, in doing the translation, you would find yourself going into some resistance about whatever it was you were reading, and you had to stop and say, Elizabeth, what is that about? And you were able to then pull apart what the emotional piece was. Instead of just staying in reaction, you just pulled it apart, looked at it, and did whatever clearing you did, and you were able to then articulate sort of the magic.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, let's take that to a website. You go to a website, and you look at it, and you go, ugh, no.
Okay,
or whatever it is, too. And then you have to take it apart and go, well, what is it about this piece that I'm seeing? And be able to identify what the piece is that's missing, where it's sort of choppy maybe, am I getting it correct?
Completely. Yeah, completely. I mean, the first thing you do when you go on a website is you feel whether this person is like you. So, for example, when someone goes into my website, some people's reactions would be, oh, my gosh, this girl is so pink. I can't cope with her. Okay,
right,
she's
right.
Not for me.
Pink, yeah,
okay?
Yeah. I've said, yeah. Oh, my God, she's so purple.
Yeah.
Ugh, let me get out of here.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But then that's one of the first things is that I kind of categorize people into kind of very fairy energy, very angelic energy, very diva energy, and then very spiritual warrior energy. Now,
ooh,
the spiritual
ooh, ooh,
warriors,
ooh, More about that. Ooh, how do you identifies that? What identifies a warrior, a diva? What is it?
Yeah. Okay. Your website has a big diva energy about it. Okay. You go in there, everything's, you know, kind of fun, bouncy, rounded, but it also has this really punchy aspect to it. You know, the words come out at you. You don't mess about with words and you're good with them, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
No,
I'm very
you don't mess. You'd always look for the best way to phrase things, but, you know, you are very direct. Okay, so, and also, funnily enough, divas, purple, kind of big text. Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, you're,
yep.
Okay, then you've got kind of like more angelic, kind of a bit more delicate, probably less content rich, probably a bit more floral like me, a bit softer.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of that fairy as well. Fairy would then be a bit more kind of magical, so a bit more mystic, graphics.
Mm-hmm.
A bit more dreamy. Okay, my website's not dreamy. My website's kind of more fun. Okay, and then the spiritual warriors, they're really, really, I love them because you go in and it's not prettied up, but there's a lot of content in there and they explain themselves very well and you click through to page and page and page of people. These are people who've got a message, they want to write and they want to get it out. You know, they've not got very visual websites. But they tend to be very well structured and it is like, I've got a manifesto here and I've got things to write.
It's nice, nice, yeah.
So the first thing, you kind of go in and you go, okay, so it's not mine, but kind of where does it sit? And is it sitting well within that? Is there a good balance between, you know, the graphics and the text? When I click through, is there anything that makes me feel icky? And why is it making me feel icky? Is it making me feel icky because it's a me thing or because there's something that's not coherent with the homepage? Like a change of vocabulary or that they've marketed themselves in one way on the front page and that they've not got around to updating the back pages. Or is the meme on the front that's just screaming something different to me, to the actual message, you know, because websites are a constant process of updating and we'll call ourselves one thing and then we'll update our homepage and then get distracted and maybe forget to do it on another page. So, there is quite a logical thing to it, but for me, it's all about the feelings.
Yeah, I love that. Do you? I'm like, oh, this is so cool. This is like so juicy. So, spiritual warrior, diva, angelic, and fairy. So,
yeah.
Are there other distinctions, or are those the four top that you have found that are, you know, kind of what you work with, or what you really
those
either
are, those
with,
are,
or
yeah. I suppose the thing is, actually, most of my clients are female, so I'm basing that off my female clients.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can do the same with male clients, I don't think, but I don't know.
That's an interesting distinction. Yeah, and some clients have very corporate energy as well, you know, but even spiritual entrepreneurs have a lot of corporate energy or corporate influence on their websites as well, which I think is very interesting.
Yeah.
Clean, very, you know, very direct. It's definitely not the soft and, you know, angelic kind of like dreamy kind of graphics like I use. And it was interesting because as I was growing in my own business and in my own voice and in my own, you know, style, I would notice other people, and I would try to, you know, as we all do in the beginning, I would start to model theirs, and it was like it fit. So, like, for example, I would model the font because someone would say that Arial font was, you know, easier to read, and so therefore people liked it more and would stay on your website. Okay, let me use Arial font. But I hated it, right? So it wasn't a fit for me. And so as I've grown, I've started to realize which is why you say the rounded piece, right? So I like the rounded, you know, the rounder fonts, the colors. Someone gave me permission to use purple. He said, do you know that that's part of your brand? And I was like, oh, really? It is? You know, this was like 4 years ago. And that gave me permission then to use purple font. And that's, and it just, like, now it's just what is. And when I see black font, it's like a, it's almost hard on me.
to see black font.
Really weird, you know?
Yeah. If I went into a page that I was managing on your website and saw black font, I'd be like, OMG, panic. Hope Anne's not seen this.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And same here with me, you know, it's like, oh, whoa, what? Yeah. So that's interesting to be able to read a website. And then what you help people do, in one of the things, is help them align who they are with their website. So the website is that reflection of who they are. So you can read energy, you read their business energy, and you read the website energy, and you help them align it.
Yeah, probably in quite an unintentional way, really.
Now you have language around it. That's really cool. I think it's really cool.
I mean, most of my clients haven't contacted me in the beginning to do website stuff. But we kind of get to know each other, and then they get to trust you. Because also, I mean, letting someone play on your website, it's a big thing. You know, most people, we've created our websites. They're our little baby, and, you know, letting someone play around in it. You know, you have to have a bit of trust there as well. So we get to know each other, and then I say, well, you know, I like this, or I like that. Or I might, for example, find a really nice similar website with a widget that I just say, well, this would look really good for you. You know, and they go, yay, let's do it. I've been lucky so far in that no one's really gone, oh, that's a really bad idea. But it'll happen. And I've not got a problem with that, because I've learned that I can trust my intuition. I've so learned that. And that's thanks to working with so many amazing, amazing people. Like, I'm so honored. And they really help me and, you know, support me and say, you know, thanks for that. You know, good idea. And so now my intuition helps me in so much, you know, absolutely every single part of my life.
Well, can I go back a second to that statement about the website?
Go for it.
Because you said that it's kind of your baby. I actually felt like my website was something I had to drag around. And what one of my very dear copywriter friends says, oh, do you have website shame? You know, and I think most people do, because they don't, and here's why, they don't know what they don't know, but they know that it's not matching up somewhere, somehow.
Really?
So I have to say, when you came along, Elizabeth, it was almost a sigh of relief, because it was a sigh of relief, but it was also a, I have to deal with my website, you know, like, clean out the garage, you know, kind of thing. And and I just said, fine, I'm going to do it. And fine to myself is what I mean. And I'm going to invest the money. I'm going to invest the time. It needs to be done. And so you and I sat down and we just started looking at what are the things that need to be done here. And it felt so overwhelming in the beginning. Let me just say, I was not at all concerned about you going in and doing things. If anything, it was the opposite. I was so relieved. I just needed someone to help me articulate in site format what it was I felt. And now I have that same language. Like, in alignment with me, and I now know what's going on, and I've got these distinctions.
Yeah.
But I will say, for me, I was overwhelmed. I felt just like, oh, I just don't want to deal with this. So I'm not sure that it is everybody's baby.
Ah.
I'd be cluttered garage, you know, that they have to do something with, and you come along as that project angel, darling, and make it all better. You know, you kiss the boo-boo and say, look, we can do this. It's okay. Let's do it this way. And how about we start here? And then we start here. And what about this? And have you thought about that? And that makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
Because it's safe to go looking at what maybe you want to do and you want to create, and know that there's a way to create it. Instead of what I had for a long time was, I don't even want to bother looking because I don't know how to make it look what I want, the way I want. I don't know how to fix it to be what it is I want. So let's just deal with what else is in front of me, which was, whatever, you know, classes I was teaching or, you know, clients to take care of or marketing or whatever. Blank. There's plenty of stuff to do. But now the website feels like it's there in support of the work that I do. And something, kind of a shame and had to drag along and all, you know, it was okay, but it wasn't fully congruent. Does that make sense? So I think that your angel name is so incredible because that is what you do.
The thing is with your website, I don't agree that it was a cluttered garage, okay, because the content, okay, now the content was fabulous. The content was not cluttered, but the frame just wasn't right. It was just reframing it all. And the difference before and after was that I will still go into your website just to look at it sometimes.
I know, me too.
Just to go.
Right? It's so funny.
That is so pretty. Yeah, yeah. And there's always stuff you can work on, you know, who knows, you know, put a video on the front page, but I go in and go, oh, that's so much better now.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of hard work and it was stressful, wasn't it? You know, there were moments when it was like, I just can't work out how to do this, you know?
Yeah.
I know what I want it to do. But that's when people are really helpful, you know, you have to kind of lean on forums and lean on Twitter and lean on, you know, people that can maybe help you, and you know, we got through it, and it's fabulous. So, yay!
So, given that you read the energy of a website, now how do you? I'm just curious how you choose your clients.
Oh, this is so fun! So I kind of. I got my website up as my showcase, and I got my social media profiles up, and I just went, yay, let's play. So I started sifting through Twitter, and I was like, click, 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 click. And I'd kind of go into this like semi-meditation state, and sometimes I wouldn't even work out who I'd been clicking on. I'm so intuitive on just hooking up with people over social media. and it works. I just find people and people find me. And it's such a case with social media of go out there, sing your song, create your image, and it will come, you know, and it comes in the funniest ways. And it comes by putting your neck out on the line and investing in tools, or saying, you know, I need this. This is going to cost me this. Okay, well, I'll do this. And then all of a sudden, ta-da, someone appears, you know, because they've seen a Twitter post. So it's all about intuition for me. It really is.
Well,
I don't know how people find me or I find them. It's a very random process, and I just leave it up to the universe. And I'm also very lucky and very blessed with referrals.
Yeah, you, I would imagine that's true. Because you came to me as a referral. And I trusted the person. And actually, to be honest, I wasn't looking for you.
So sorry.
We had that conversation, and then you and I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, I mean, you were lovely and all of that, but there was something about the Blog Talk piece, and I guess the website piece. There was something, I don't remember what it was, but I went, you know what? I trust my intuition, and my intuition said, do it, hire you. So I was like, I'll do that. So, you know, like,
yeah.
I put a finger on what it was, but there was, I wanted this radio show, and I really didn't want to have to do the amount of work that I didn't have the time. I needed to outsource it. Yeah. And you wanted to do it. So I was like, well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm big on manifesting. I've always been a manifester, and I wanted a Blog Talk radio show, and I was going, I put it down in my diary, you know, on my, you know how you do a wish list at the beginning of the year. So I'd actually been so bold as to put February, I shall be starting my Blog Talk radio program. I was like, okay, yeah, well, I'll write it down. Not sure what content I'm going to do, because I'm like a virtual assistant, you know, but I'm going to do it. And then you came along kind of around that time. So I was like, ta-da! And so it shall be.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, and we created the systems relatively easily. I mean, it's, you know, we're still working out little details, but
yeah,
we definitely, you know, we've got it systematized, which is huge, huge.
And even, like, when we get that intro coming on every week, I well up with emotion when that intro comes on, because I can feel so much of what you were pushing behind it and so much happiness from everywhere, let's say, just when that starts to well up, you know, because it builds up as the sound comes up, and it's just like, oh, this is so right, you know. For me, it's such an emotional thing, the intro, and I'm getting tingles down my spine now.
Okay, now you don't get away with, hold on, you don't get to get away with saying that from everywhere. Now, when you're talking about everywhere, you're talking about other dimensions, aren't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting huge tingles down my spine now. My top of my head is tingling. Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my tips, really.
Yeah.
Where do you kind of start about explaining that?
I caught it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one to another, we get it. And I agree. There's a lot of celebration in the other dimensions when we take our steps and we do what we have been called to do. And I have to tell you, it's been a dream of mine for probably 3 years, and it just, no, it's been longer than that. But I will say I just didn't feel like, it just felt too overwhelming to add that piece in. Mm. And so I didn't, you know, and then when the timing was right, it was a yes. It was just a yes. I just trusted my intuition and I, yes, went with it.
Yeah. Here's the thing with you, Anne. You've got to stage where you're so big and you know yourself so well and you know how you work that if you're going to do something by halves, you just don't do it.
I won't.
You know, it's got to be, it's got to be just right. And you can only, not shouldering like a weight, like a burden, but you're carrying so much and holding so much space already that spreading yourself even thinner would probably not be a good idea.
I feel now. Yeah. And it's fine. I mean, this is actually for everybody listening. This is the journey of expansion as an entrepreneur. You take something on and you expand into it energetically and until it becomes who you are. You fill in that energy bubble, if you will. And then as you become, I don't want to say comfortable because it's not really about comfortable, but it becomes a fit for you to be who you are in that new space, then you expand into something more, like maybe a book is on the way. I can feel a book in me. You know, I know it's there. But then expansion into something more. And there's just this process of evolution as we expand and grow that we cannot, you can't jump from here to the end, because you have to expand into it. You have to be able to manage and hold the energy of it as you are growing. And some people want to go from zero to, you know, the end very quickly, and they fall because they try too much without that groundedness or that solidness underneath them. It becomes very sort of flaky, if you will, even. It's too much, it takes a flower time to grow. So allow your flower to grow.
Here's what I'm just thinking it looks like. Like the kind of whole process of a spiritual entrepreneur, you get a growth phase, you get a consolidation phase. Okay, so in your growth phase, you're being creative, and then you have to kind of, okay, well, I've created this, and now I'm just going to go back and check that I've got a coherent, cohesive program. You've got that, and then you grow a bit more.
That's
the best way to grow, rather than just this organic sprawl where you've not got this core that really, truly reflects you. Now, I read something once, and it kind of really rang true with me, because it is actually difficult to be organized while you're creating. And that's, for me, that's very true. Probably not for you, Anne, because you're hugely, hugely organized. and you've really learned how you work and how to create and be organized, which is really quite complex, but because you're very, very systems. Like, you don't move a step without checking back in with your systems.
I don't. And because the systems will support me in future growth. Mm. So I always, I'm always checking in about the systems and making sure that we have them outlined.
Yeah.
If I never refer to it, I have it so that I can refer to it if I want to. And oftentimes, go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Yeah, because that enables you to helicopter in. And just like zoom, when something just, you get a little bit of a wave somewhere and it needs sorting out, you know, you can just go straight back in there and sort it out and have this. I don't think actually, Anne, and I've not said this to you before, but I think probably a lot of big corporations aren't as organized and as structured as you are. Seriously. Seriously. You know, I've worked quite a bit in business and I've seen some absolute disasters.
That's so interesting. I don't even know where to go with that. Like, wow. Well, you know,
I'm
what?
Sure, other people would say the same.
But I had 10 years before my daughter was born as a legal secretary for a very big corporate law firm where my boss was submitting filings to the U.S. Supreme Court. So I had to be very organized then. I learned early on how to be articulate, how to be organized, how to be, you know, detail oriented. Those trainings at that time, you know, they have served me very well now. But I had to add the energy piece to it, like understanding that other connection, the creative connection, the spiritual connection, that the energy part of it, the mindset part of it to this. It's kind of an interesting thing that the journey of growth, right? But he really knocked me for a loop there with that one. Wow.
It's a compliment though, isn't it? I mean, I'm not making it up to flatter you.
I think so, yeah. I mean, it makes me sound like I'm anal. But I guess in some ways
no,
I am.
No. Oh, don't. No, you're very well organized. Since I've started working with you, my personal organization has got better, because I've been like, oh, that's well structured. You know?
Yeah.
Ooh, role model, Anne.
I do love systems. I do love them, and I do think in systems. Like, I think about how it can be, how something is structured now, and apply that for how to do it next. You know, how to do it so we can save time And it's funny because someone said to me recently, I do not know how you get so much stuff done. I'm like, well, you know,
yeah.
systems, you know, it's the organization. It's the, you know, it's where things are filed and the way
yeah.
in which they're filed and the, you know, and the, I don't have to go looking for things and, you know, I've got a great team and, you know, we just, we work really well together. So,
okay.
Like, this is very interesting.
I think, you know, when we have these growth and consolidation phases, I think everyone kind of knows where they are. If the people listening to this and to the replay, they would know automatically where they are,
mm-hmm.
either in growth or consolidation. Hopefully, as we're all coming out of the retrograde, we'll be going into growth, and hopefully we've been in a consolidation. But, you know, things happen as they do. And I think there comes a critical point where you grow and you go, right, okay, actually, I need support now. And you start reading the signs. And the signs come, you know, drop, drop, drop. And if you don't listen to the signs, you might get, you know, a kick up the backside.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And I actually think people tend to leave it too late to kind of start outsourcing, and I mean start outsourcing everything. If you think of other businesses, they go, okay, so I'm going to start a business and I'm going to have a 5-year plan, and after 5 years I'm going to be making money. And spiritual entrepreneurs, I think on the whole, don't think that way. They don't realize that actually it's better to invest. You know, and earlier than probably they would think, you know, really see it as an investment, you know, rather than just an expense. I think people wait until they've thought about it 3 times before doing it. And if they'd have just, you know, done a bit of internet research and shopped around a little bit and tried different people, you know, because it's all about getting the energetic match, isn't it? Really, I mean, these spiritual entrepreneurs are often very intuitive people, and, you know, they can use their intuition to say, is this person going to be right for me? Is this person yes? Is this person no? You know, some people are so good at this that they can look, see it from a photo, even get a really, really strong gut feeling from the photo or from the text or from a conversation, you know. And I don't think you just fall in first time with the right person for you. I mean, it may be the case, but you've said earlier on your experiences with trying and bit by bit. And I think that's really important to say, okay, well, you know, I'm not making a fortune now. I'm not making what I want to make, but I'm ready to expand my team, because a really beautiful thing happens when you have a team, is that something falls into place that really makes you realize that this isn't just a hobby. This is your business, and you are now also supporting another person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the money you get in is money, but it's also energy. And this is money and energy that you are also sharing with other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're keeping someone else going. You're, you know, putting in a very, you know, kind of melodramatic way, you're putting food on the table for other people, which is a fabulous, fabulous thing. And I think it makes us all take our business more seriously.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
And if you get an invested team that is, you know, people who are really fit, people who really like you, and go, I've got an, like, I get an email from my clients and I go, yay, what's this email now? You know, it's not a case of, I used to get emails from clients when I was in other jobs and go, oh, I hope it's not a problem.
Right.
I get emails from my clients and I'm like, yay, rubbing my hands together, what shall we do next? Let's play, you know? And that is energy. You know, I read the other week that every single person has this kind of, has the equivalent energy, like stored energy of 3,000 hydrogen bombs, if we just knew how to use it. So if you get other people on your team who consciously know how to play with energy, which I do, you know, that's a fabulous thing. And even if they're not doing it consciously, if that is someone who is really invested in you, they're doing it unconsciously,
yeah.
You know, as a whether they're a covert or a, you know, an open energy worker, this is a good thing. Would you agree, Anne?
I would. You know, there are a couple of points you made that were really, really great. One is the time to get your team. Someone said this at a time, and they said, you hire for where you're going, not for where you are. And that's so true. You hire for where you're – I mean, that's what I did with you. I'm going into creating a blog talk radio show. Okay. Mm. Let's do it. It's not for where I was. I didn't have one already. I hadn't worked out all the details. I hadn't worked out all the pieces. I hadn't done, you know, any of that. So you hire for where you're going. When I hired Louisa, who is in many ways my right arm in my business, 4 years ago, she's been with me now full time 4 years. She's amazing. Hi, Louisa. And
yay.
You know, right? And when I hired her, I was looking for someone who could do some transcriptions. So I went to Odesk, and I went through. I put out a description for a job, and I got like a ton of responses. And for some reason, again, here's intuition, right? Louisa struck me, and there were like four people that I tried. And two of them never responded. Two did the job. Louisa did a fabulous job. And
I bet.
I hired her. And so my point with that is that you can hire somebody based on one project, one thing, and learn whether or not you like working with them. I've done this numerous times, and I've hired people, and then we've gone our separate ways at the end. And then I've hired people, and it's become kind of a disaster. And, you know, I've learned about myself. Yeah. I've learned about my own style. I've learned about my expectations. I've learned, you know, to grow up and let go of things. I've learned how to manage. I've learned how to, you know, there are so many things that you will learn when you step into being someone who has a team. And it really does up-level you, because, you know, even in the worst of times, I always knew I wanted to pay my team, because my team kept me going. They were the ones who helped me out to get more clients, more business, more money coming in the door. And they, you know, so no matter what else, even if I never paid myself, and there were times when I have not paid myself at all, my team, because they were so important to me. So
yeah,
there are a couple of pieces. Yeah. Try new people. Don't be afraid to try people. Do it on a project basis. Trust your intuition. Trust, you know, get clear about what you want when you're looking for a team member.
Yeah.
Get clear about the type of team member you want. I mean, honesty is like one of the most important things. Being a team member themselves is a huge thing. Intuition is huge. You know, detail-oriented is huge. Asking questions and not being afraid to ask questions is huge. You want somebody to ask questions. You don't want somebody to take what you've given them, go do it, and then come back and have it be all wrong, because then they've wasted your time, your energy, their energy. You have to pay them for it being wrong, and then, you know, like it's just an exercise in frustration, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So you want that. You want someone who asks questions and isn't afraid of you to ask questions. Like if you get somebody who's afraid of you, like, that's really hard. I've had that.
Yeah. Wow. And also, something that you're really good at, Anne, is giving very clear instructions. You can tell you've really learned to do that. Very clear instructions. And that takes time as well, doesn't it? But the overall gain, the net gain at the end of it is, you know, it's huge. But it is sitting down and going, okay, are my instructions clear? Have I explained myself well? You know, because you can't just assume that other people are going to, you know, kind of take the same steps that you would do. That would be, you know, virtually impossible, completely impossible.
And the way to do that, actually, one little quick thing on that is when you think about a child, and this is not because your team is a child at all. It's because you want to be clear in your communication with them. But when you think about a child, you don't say, go clean your room. I mean, you might do that once they're 10 and they understand what the basics are. But until they're 10 or 12 or 14 or whatever, you say, all right, in cleaning your room, this is what we do. We pick up the toys, and these toys go over here, and these toys go over here. Dirty clothes go in the dirty clothes box down over here. So you identify the steps of what clean your room looks like. And it's going to be the same for your team. What is it that you want them to do, and giving them the steps, because that makes them successful. It makes you successful. It is so important. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And there are, you know, there are fabulous people out there, you know, all over the world. You can have someone in a different time zone like we are, so that when one person's sleeping, one person's working, you know, it can work in your advantage. So like you mentioned Odesk. Another one that a lot of people use is Fiverr. I'm not sure I'd really want to use that to find a virtual assistant, though. I'm not sure. Then there's another one, which is guru.com. And the really good thing about Odesk is also, you know, there's a lot of reviews from other people there, and they can take tests now. I don't know if they could do that a few years ago to earn points and really, you know, showcase their skills really well, you know, with the whole kind of feedback and testimonial. So that kind of mitigates a bit of the risk. You never know how someone's going to work in a crisis or when there's a problem. So, you know, that is just a case of testing, like you say. Yeah. You know so much about this. I should be interviewing you on how you find a virtual assistant.
I'm thinking, as you're saying that, I'm thinking about how fabulous that is. It minimizes the risk for both the person who is being the virtual assistant and the person who is hiring the virtual assistant. And it does allow there's a lot of benefit to that. I think Fiverr is really great too for projects, specific projects. Elance is another place to find people. I've never used it, but I've heard a lot of people say Elance is really good.
But you have
to be clear about what you want, and I won't pretend it doesn't take time. Oh, the other thing, and this is a really important thing, to just know that as you are bringing a new team member on, there's a whole integration relationship and development process that goes on, right? they're not going to get overnight exactly what you want, what you need, and read your mind. They just aren't.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to figure out how to put those systems in place to work best with someone. Like you guys, my whole team knows I hate Excel spreadsheets. They all know it. Don't send them. All love them. Every single person on my team loves Excel spreadsheets until they learn, I don't like them, don't send them, I hate them, it makes my head hurt. And they're all like, oh, no. So they have to send things to me in Word, right? Yeah.
We're going to have to finish up. We've got like 2 minutes left.
This is so incredible. It's such a juicy topic, right? All right,
so we could talk for hours.
What are your last words that you have for someone about finding their divine team?
Just absolutely trust your intuition and baby steps. You know, baby steps. And don't leave it until you're in a tiz, until you're in a panic, until you've, you know, had a really big kick up the backside, you know? If you think in the next 3 months you need help, do it now.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, Elizabeth Jackson, Projects Angel. She's amazing. Everybody, you are blessed. You are powerful. You are divine. You have gifts that you are here to bring to the world. Get your team in place to help you bring those gifts into the world. Bring them into the world abundantly and powerfully and authentically, where you are in complete alignment with your message, with your website, with your work, your offerings, all of it. Get the team that will support you. They're there. Just ask. Get clear and ask. All right, everybody. Go get your divine on. We'll see you next week. Bye.
This episode of the Divinely Intuitive Business Show has been sponsored by the Divine Business Club, the only place where divine intuitives like you can get proven business building advice on how to get your sacred gifts out into the world and make the impact and the money that you want to make for less than $1 a day. For more information, go to www.divinebusinessclub.com.